opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
And welcome to Freedom Rings. I am your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Well, I'm en route to the station right now. I was driving my MG and it died. So now I'm in my truck.
Oh, no.
So, folks, bear with me for about 15 minutes. We're going to do this show remotely from my truck, which I know makes a lot of sounds. I don't know if you all can hear it or not.
Yeah, we're hearing you just fine.
But, okay, that's good. So, well, let's see. Where do we start? Iowa straw poll. The Iowa straw poll, Ron Paul, I think, made it a respectable showing, I would say. Now, you wouldn't know it if you went to the websites of the New York Times or the Washington Post or read the AP article on it or, let's see, what else? New York Times, Washington Post, AP, Fox News, their website, you wouldn't know Ron Paul existed. Because, as on the Fox News report, they had the listings of all the candidates and where they came in, how many votes and in what ranking, and Ron Paul wasn't even there. He wasn't even on the list.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding. Even though when they're waiting for the results on Fox News, they would show videos of the auditorium for people waiting to see the results. And all you could see were banners of Ron Paul signs. That's all you could see.
Mm-hmm.
A sea of banners of Ron Paul signs, even though the AP story, I think it's the AP story, said that hardly anybody was waiting around anymore for the results because the results were late because of glitch in their Diebold machines, their Diebold, whatever, how you pronounce that. Which is, again, what the Ron Paul supporters were worried about, that we had these machines with no accountability.
Uh-huh.
And then they screw up, and the results were like an hour, 45 minutes late or something like that. At any rate, Ron Paul took fifth. Romney took first, and Romney, of course, spent millions of dollars in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And he took first with around 32% of the vote. And then Mike Huckabee took second. I believe Sam Brownback took third. Tom Tancredo took a respectable fourth for, you know, amount of money he has. And Ron Paul took fifth. Below him was Tommy Thompson. Ron Paul had 9%. Tommy Thompson had 7%. Giuliani had 1%. McCain had less than 1%. Of course, they said they weren't participating, but maybe they were participating because they knew they wouldn't do well. Tommy Thompson's dropping out of the race. Oh, Duncan Hunter had 1%. So Ron Paul was, I'd say, the middle tier of the so-called second-tier candidates.
Hmm.
So I'd say relatively respectable showing for the amount of time and money that was put into that. And I think it surprised the experts who kept on polling Ron Paul at 1%. So he did about nine times as well as the experts thought he would do.
That's still not good enough to get any media coverage for it.
Well, CBS News had one little line of how many votes he had, and then CNN, I think, had a little bit. But the big establishment ones was nothing. MSNBC just picked up on the AP story. And the AP story, this woman that writes for the AP for covering the campaign is a real witch when it comes to Ron Paul. She's really been unfair the whole campaign so far. So I guess it's not too surprising, the results are disappointing. But yes, Ron Paul did pretty well, and he's going to stay in the race, and it's just going to be interesting. This Thursday is Republican Day down at the Springfield Illinois State Fair, and a bunch of us are going to go down there. I hope anybody who's a Ron Paul supporter joins us. We're going to go down there for the Illinois Republican straw poll, which takes place at the fair this Thursday. So we'll have to see what happens. But Ron Paul has the grassroots support that nobody else has, and I think that's going to make a big difference in the long run. Okay, now to the really, really stupid regulation of the week. This comes from Great Britain, which is farther down the road to tyranny than even the United States is. There's been this lady in, I think it's Wiltshire County, who's been tending a garden for her local church, you know, outside the church, tending this garden, and Wiltshire City Council authorities have decided that they weren't going to allow that anymore, as long as she was just doing that on her own. What they're saying she needs is, because of a dangerous bend in the road, she needs to be wearing a safety vest.
Like
and
one of those reflective.
She needs to have safety cones set up outside of where she's working, and she needs a spotter too. A live spotter, like watching the traffic for her.
You're kidding me.
She's been doing this for years, petting the garden, winning awards actually for how beautiful it looks. But as the nanny state run amok in Great Britain.
Oh, no.
Will not allow her to do this anymore unless she has all these things. Safety vest, safety cones, and a spotter.
What, does she have her
and
garden?
She says you can take me to jail first. I'm not going to do it.
I can just picture her having this garden right in the middle of the road. Let's not go after the crazy drivers coming around this turn too fast. Let's go after the girl with the garden off the road. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, you got to be kidding me is right. You got to be kidding me. Now, there are some reports that the Wiltshire County, I think after such bad press, they're thinking of reversing the ban.
You think?
On gardening.
Oh, God.